The highest topic of today is about loving awareness. It's about our essential, natural essence of ourselves. And also to really check in and become more aware of that which holds us away from ourselves, holds us in some kind of barriers away from ourselves. So the topic that we would like to open up today is what blocks your fulfillment? What blocks your fulfillment? So let's take a few moments in silence to settle in into a line to your center and aligning to the center of your heart as well. And we can all together set an intention to illuminate or to expose that which is blocking your fulfillment. Let us invite also the presence of the higher beings and your soul guides, because they do assist a lot in such a conscious way of meeting with our intentions, in presence. So as you slow down, becoming more present, coming closer to yourself, closer in yourself, to also be willing to be open to be honest and reflecting upon this question, what blocks your fulfillment? So we can at first, investigate what fulfillment is and investigate what blocks that too. So first of all, we are all aware that there are conditional fulfillments in life. And these fulfillments are usually accomplished by achieving certain goals, by achieving certain desires, or dreams. And as these accomplishments are achieved, there's a certain feeling of fulfillment. Maybe a job, maybe a relationship. But then we can become aware that these conditional fulfillments, they come and they go. We work towards a certain goal, it's a lot of effort and strive, pull to reach a goal so that we can kind of enjoy a certain state, isn't it? Feeling content, feeling fulfilled, feeling happy, maybe feeling successful, joyous. But at some point, this feeling of fulfillment dissipates. It just goes away. It goes away, and when it goes away, then there is the next thing, the next goal, the next thing to achieve, and so on. And this is how we have been brought up in this society. It's much deeper than you think. It's really much deeper than you think. And why I'm saying this is because at some point when we realize that this conditional fulfillment is not the way, it's not really creating an eternal state of fulfillment, we shift to the spiritual world, isn't it? And it might look different, but in its function, it's the same. And once again, we want to accomplish and achieve certain goals, isn't it? We have certain desires, which are higher desires or higher dreams. But in essence, it's the same mechanism. It's just on a higher vibration. And this too is conditional. Although it's better, but it's conditional. And it's so ingrained in us human beings. Of course, from one way, it's great to have a certain inspiration and goals in life, to be motivated and to work upon your dreams and desires and to actually achieve them. But it really matters from which place you are striving for these goals. It really depends from where you are functioning. That's the key. That is the key. And, in the spiritual world, we're aiming to become fully conscious. We're aiming to become the best, in the best state of ourselves, and to be the best version of ourselves, to be the most natural and unconditioned, isn't it? And it's a beautiful desire. It's a spiritual force of fire that really gives you the strength to keep going, isn't it? To keep moving, not giving up, so to speak. So that you can, accomplish or, achieve a certain state of your being. Though when it's coming from a place of lack, when it's coming from a place of unwant, or from a place of I'm not okay right now, but I must be okay in the future, I'm envisioning my future, I'm envisioning full consciousness, to be in a particular way. And so, you know, these are places within us which are not yet integrated in consciousness. So thus this lack or this unwanting of what is here, or this resistance of the present, thus I want to achieve my goal in the future. You know, that is already a misalignment. And the mind tricks us in so many ways that many times it becomes either subconscious or even unconscious, meaning not realizing, you know, that the strive and this lack is taking place. The desire is above it, yes, but deep inside, you know, it's simply you saying, I'm not okay with myself. I'm not okay. I don't accept myself in the totality of who I am. Thus, I want to be somewhere else. And of course, that, you know, that is a misalignment. It's great to always inquire and always, you know, check in to see, you know, from where you are really functioning from. Yeah, because, you know, that is blocking the fulfillment of the now. You know, that is blocking the fulfillment of the present. So also, you know, there are many barriers to fulfillment, especially expectations. You know, expectations, you know, when we set our mind in a certain way, and then we fixate upon it. Yeah, we become fixed. And we restrict ourselves, we limit ourselves. And because of that, we close many doors in the present now, close down because of the fixation of the I, yeah, of myself, of what, you know, I have set my mind in this way. This is how expectations are created. You know, we can imagine our expectations, we can, you know, envision them to be in a certain way. And then, you know, life throws that upside down for you and it gives you something else. Something else. And it's like, you know, it's like this fixation creates suffering, isn't it? When we don't get something the way we want it, we suffer. We're bound to suffer in that moment. And of course, suffering is a block of your fulfillment. So we have many, many visions and many dreams and many expectations. And there's a higher divine will where it's always at play, it's always unfolding, and the perfect life experiences for you, the perfect scenarios, you know, the perfect circumstances. And when they come by surprise, and when they come not the way you wish it to be, and you get angry with life or with yourself, well, that's a fixation. You have set your mind in a particular way. And because you've done that, you have fixated upon it, restricted yourself, limited yourself, and closed many doors. So that is one big key, this barrier of expectation. Also beliefs, yeah, beliefs are barriers. You know, beliefs are what, you know, you stand up for. It could be cultural beliefs. It could be family, from family beliefs, from your upbringing, from society. There are so many beliefs that you actually see them as real. But most beliefs are an adopted thought, a thought which has been repeated so many times and has been passed through so many generations that it became something real. But when you question beliefs, when you go beyond beliefs, then you see the actuality of the present aliveness, how different it is from your beliefs. So that too is blocking your fulfillment, your beliefs. Even the belief that you are this person, that you are this man or this woman in this age, even these are beliefs which are restricting the totality of your fulfillment. So they don't necessarily need to be something negative. They can seem so normal. They can seem so, so normal that you wouldn't even think of them. They're ingrained. It becomes an identity. That is what a belief is. And of course, conditionings. All conditionings are bound to block your fulfillment. Of course, you might experience a temporary fulfillment. You get a taste. It's like a crumb, just a little taste. A taste of the whole, a taste of the totality. And some people might be, okay with that. But, it's very, very limited and restricted. So this is why, all of you here, you're undergoing such an unwinding and unlearning everything that you have adopted, all the conditionings from religion, society, family, generations of adopting certain ways and means. Now all of these are very dualistic, isn't it? There are a bond within itself. And so, we are at a time of unconditioning, unwinding, unlearning, and unconditioning, unlearning everything which is restricting our essence of being. Our awareness, our essential nature. It's like an undressing. It's like becoming naked, exposed, undoing everything. And that's how we are returning back home, returning where actually you are fulfillment itself. Also, what blocks this eternal fulfillment, unconditional fulfillment, is the lack of clarity. Yeah, how many times you end up in this kind of like the bardo, you know, somewhere in between of being alive and dead. You know, it's like not knowing. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. And here I'm not speaking of the not knowingness of, you know, presence and non-duality. I'm just speaking that there is a tendency in people to have a lack of clarity, not knowing maybe your purpose, not knowing what you're supposed to do, not knowing how you're meant to maybe serve others or help others, or in any way, in any expressive way, authentic way. You know, there is many times a lack of clarity, and that lack of clarity also creates a block to be in your fulfillment. And the biggest one of all is fear. So fear is, you know, a big one for many. And of course, you know, we live in a world where fear is promoted, isn't it? Fear is promoted on the news all the time. You know, fear is promoted everywhere. So fear is a big part of this humanity's consciousness. You know, fear has been very close, very intimate to many people, and it has really held many people back, many people back. Especially, you know, there is this fear of stepping out of your comfort zone. Now there's this fear that of being judged by others, you know, the fear of being isolated, being left alone, yeah, fear of dying, the fear of what others might think of you. There are many fears that block your totality, your fulfillment. And this fear is also an energy that we must unfamiliarize from, not give power to anymore, because it's not really serving your totality of who you are, isn't it? It's a block to your fulfillment. So why keep something which is not really serving you? So what we just mentioned now are the blocks, the clouds, the veils, call them whatever you want, that are actually obstructing. Yeah, obstructing and hiding your loving awareness, your natural essence. Because loving awareness, this is the essence of your being. Now it is always here, but you know, we can say it's always here, but if you don't experience that, well, it's not so real, isn't it? So to make this experience, you know, real and truthful, that we must you know, inquire on, you know, these blocks can be seen as clouds in the way, you know, they are like energy in the way. And because we've given that power, we keep it. We keep those blocks in the way of our, you know, absolute fulfillment. So when you value your natural essence, when you value your loving awareness, and you stop right here. You know, you don't try to do anything. You don't try to, you know, go somewhere forward in some future with all that we've discussed now in any way. No, it's in this present aliveness now that you have opportunity to awaken to your utmost fulfillment, the unconditional fulfillment. Because in your essential nature, you are already fulfilled. Awareness does not need anything. It does not need any achievements, goals. It doesn't hold any fears. It doesn't have any conditionings. It is untouched by your ancestors. It is untouched by any generation. It is untouched by society or religion. You know, it's out of this matrix. It's untouched. So this is how important it is, you know, for you to, you know, inquire on what is beyond these blocks. Because if you spend the rest of your life, you know, finding one thing after the other, what is wrong, what can improve, and all these expectations, higher expectations, you know, higher beliefs, it's like a whole labyrinth. And you can spend a whole lifetime or even more lifetimes trying to reach and fulfill yourself, but in the wrong direction. So it is so important to value that which is beyond these blocks. Now it's for you to go beyond and to awaken to this inherent truth within you, which is already fulfilled in its nature, in your nature. There is nothing to do, like there is literally nothing to do. And if you not only awaken to your natural essence, your awareness, that which is prior everything, that which is closer, the most intimate, it's the closest. It's so close that it's even closer than the vision of your eyes or the sensations in your body, or even closer than any emotion, because it's prior to all of that, let alone to any conditionings, beliefs, success, and so on. So all of that is amazing, of course, but to awaken to the actual total fulfillment, unconditional fulfillment, is the best gift you can ever gift your own self. And that is eternal. It is not something that will come and will go. It will always be the background of your being. Of course, it can sometimes be obstructed again, maybe with a big challenge you might be going through in your life. It can be obstructed because you're not going to freeze in a particular state of consciousness. You're going to continue evolving, integrating, strengthening. But because you'll be giving your value to that which is fundamental in you, to that which is the real fulfillment. The real fulfillment is unconditional. It goes beyond all that we have spoken of now. And of course, you know, sometimes there are challenging times in life. And of course, it's not always possible to be so centered and aligned, but it's okay too. If in the midst of that, you can be okay with that. That is what, you know, life invites us to be okay, you know, with the isness, with life, with the unfoldment. Because all these expectations are fixations and they're the ones holding you back from being and experiencing your own, you know, totality of your own fulfillment. So fulfillment may not be what you think it is. Fulfillment may not be what you think it is. Because this unconditional fulfillment can be found only within your own silence. You can find this within your true self. You can't find this fulfillment anywhere out there. You can't find this fulfillment anywhere in here, so to speak. Meaning, if you're feeling a bit sad and then you want to feel good again, and then you feel good again. You know, it's not in that feeling. It's even closer. It is beyond that feeling where your fulfillment truly resides, truly exists. And so now we can dedicate a few moments in silence so that you can really digest these words, because it is not in the words. The words are just supporting the message to come through. It's for you to digest this and take a few moments to be, you know, willing to meet yourself, you know, to be honest, to inquire and reflect. And reevaluate what is the most valuable . What is the most fundamental? That which is eternal and not subject to change at any time. that which is inherent, intimate, all allowing, all accepting, open, loving, bright, luminous, free.